Buongiorno. Buenos dias. Guten Tag. Bonjour. Hello. Today we hear in the first reading sort of this miraculous thing where the disciples who are preaching the gospel are being understood by everyone. I was a foreign language major in undergraduate, and I always wanted to be able to like speak every language that ever existed. And to this day, I can only speak one, English. But the reason that I wanted to be able to speak all those languages, because while as a foreign language major, I had the opportunity to sort of experience culturally a lot of different people, not just language, but culture and personalities and interests and customs. And it really was a wonderful thing because it helped me to sort of recognize that it's okay to be different. And the reason I realized it was okay to be different was because whenever I was in those situations, I was the one who was different. And it's so important for us sometimes to think about what's going on for the other person. Now, we have a common language of English, but I want to suggest to you that there are often times where even though we're speaking the same language, we're not communicating. We're not hearing one another. We're not understanding one another. We're not listening to one another. In today's reading, from the first reading, the Acts of the Apostles, something is going on, something profound is going on, so that the people are able to understand this good news. I want to suggest to you that the reason the disciples were successful in proclaiming their gospel message is because they only spoke one language, and that was the language of love. Because speaking the language of love doesn't necessarily mean we have to say anything. Because love is an action word. Love is a verb. Love is something that we do. But as a marriage and family therapist, I also recognize that love doesn't always conquer all. In fact, in my work as a marriage and family therapist, I often refer to Dr. Gary Chapman. He is a psychologist who wrote a book called The Five Love Languages. Has anybody ever heard of that? In his book, The Five Love Languages, he speaks about five different dimensions or five different personality traits where people can kind of get into and experience their expression of love. The first one is words of affirmation. The Lord be with you. The Lord be with you. Thank you. Words of affirmation. We speak those words of affirmation here in this Eucharist. So words of affirmation are very important. But words of affirmation aren't always enough. The second love language is quality time. When we come here purposefully to spend quality time in the presence of our God. But how much quality time do we spend with our God outside of here during the week? Quality time is words of affirmation in prayer to God in praise, and hopefully being able to hear words of affirmation from God in terms of how much God truly loves us. And so quality time here is essential, but quality time outside of here is even more essential because it's personal. It's what you're doing. Receiving gifts is the third love language. What greater gift have we received in coming here than the gift of eternal life? The gift of forgiveness of sin. The gift of the Eucharist. The fourth is acts of service. Liturgy literally means the work of the people. So what we are doing here is an act of service, an act of service to God, but also an act of service to one another. We need to be compelled to take our acts of service beyond this quality time and this quality space, to take it out into the world, again, to speak in the language of love, and perhaps having to say something once in a while. The last one is physical touch. Now, Dr. Chapman refers to physical touch in terms of the intimacy between a husband and wife. But think about the sensual nature of what we do in this space. Churches smell different. They look different. They sound different. But most importantly, in this space, God, Jesus Christ, literally touches us. He touches us with himself when we receive him in the Eucharist. So each one of us today comes here taking quality time to experience our God. Hopefully, in that experience of our God, we can experience his love more than anything else. Because God's love is poured out so abundantly to us, not just in this space. And that's why it's so important for us to come to this space to be reminded of that. Because it is so easy sometimes, even though we speak the same language, to really have no idea what the other person is saying or doing or desiring or needing. So this morning, let it be our prayer that as God touches us in this Eucharist, that we can be empowered and strengthened to live in the language of love, so that all that we do will reflect the wonderful, generous nature of God's love.